You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child. She gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard the Lord had showed his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. They came on the eighth day to circumcise the child. They were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No. He will be called John." And they answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with them." The child grew and became strong in spirit. He was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful day we celebrate today. We celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist. So this day is very unique at the church because other than the birthday of Mary and the birthday of John, those are the only two saints' birthdays we actually celebrate. And today, in this beautiful gospel, we see the great moment when the great man's voice was returned to him. And the first thing he did was glorify God by his words. And that's an important reminder and invitation to all of us as disciples of Christ, that our words matter, do they not? So we review our day. How many times have we said positive things and built people up? And if we have the opposite, where we go throughout the day and our words are full of complaining and gripes and chisme and criticizing, and if it's up here and our positive words glorify God or doubt here, we need to be reminded of what it is to follow the example of John. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, and we're called to do the same in our daily lives. And the power of our voice by bringing compassion and mercy and the love of Jesus to each other. How blessed people will be today if after they interact with you, they think, "Wow, that person was very kind or patient, and their words meant something to me today." So on this beautiful day, let us follow the example of St. John the Baptist, and may our words bring people closer to Jesus Christ today. Amen?
Amen.
So who needs to hear your words today? And your words could build those people up. Let's pray on that. How are you going to bring the words of Jesus through the voice that you proclaim?